Moncrief on News Talk.
In the last few years, GPS art has become a thing. A person travels a particular route and, in a virtual sense, draws something onto the landscape. So, yes, it was inevitable that someone would draw a big Mickey. A few months ago, Terry Rosaman ran over 100 kilometres through South Wales to create a digital penis. Terry, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sean. That was a brilliant introduction. A Mickey, never heard that one before.
I'd say it's an Irishism. And possibly a question you have been asked before. So how big is your penis, Terry?
Which one are we talking about?
The big one. Yeah, because it is the biggest one ever, as I understand.
Apparently so. It's 100K, about 72 miles.
Right, so it's 100K, 100 kilometres long.
No, all in all, the whole track.
Right.
In length, I haven't put the tape measure out to find out the length. But from drawing the whole path, from drawing it from start to finish, was 72 miles.
Right. Okay. And are there other similarly created penises that you wanted to beat?
There were plenty out there. Drawing penises with GPS art isn't a new thing. Immature men have been doing it for a long time, but I couldn't find anything over a few miles. And when I wanted to raise money for Movember, the men's health charity, I thought I needed to do something so impressive that it would grab attention. And I thought, I'm going to go out there and do the world's biggest. And I did my due diligence. I looked high and low, and I couldn't find anything over a few miles. So I thought, I've got this one in the bag.
Okay. But I assume, though, in planning your route, you were looking for some part of Britain that was kind of, you say, well, that terrain already looks a bit penis-shaped, so I can just, run around that.
Yeah, exactly that, to be honest. I have to look on the map and see. I wanted it close to home, because I wanted, at the end of the challenge, I just wanted to go to bed, because I knew I was going to be knackered. So I was looking around the South Wales area, and that was the hardest bit, was finding two parallel paths that go on long enough to create a nice shaft. And luckily, I found it in the Abergavenny in the Brecon Beacon Mountains, just up the road, about an hour away from me. And then I was lucky enough to go, right, can I tack a head on here? And I was like, yes. And I was like, right, can I tack a couple of balls on? I was like, yes, the paths lend themselves quite well. And I was like, there we go. There's the 72-mile monster. Let's go and get it.
Okay. And was the terrain level or was it kind of up and down?
Oh, it was horrendous. Oh. As I say, it was in the Brecon Beacon, so it was all mountains.
Oh,
I think I took in over 10,000 feet of elevation gain throughout the whole challenge, and it broke me. In fact, the first 22 miles were all uphill, and when I got to that first checkpoint at 22 miles, I was like, "What have I done?" I was regretting getting myself into this pickle, but we got it done.
And was apart from having to run up. I assume running in a straight line was not easy, but relatively more straightforward. Pardon but running in a curve was that difficult?
No, because the curve is on such a grand scale. So to me, it seems like a straight line. But it's only when you zoom out that you get the curve. But you say running up the hills, there was no running up hills because it's an ultra marathon, because it's 72 miles, because it takes 24 hours. You walk up the hills. You have to conserve your energy because it's such a long endurance event. But yeah, certainly running on the flats and downs.
Yeah. And how long did it take you to complete the whole thing?
Yeah, 23 and a half hours.
Oh.
Yeah, no sleep, right through, non-stop.
And are you allowed to break in that 23 hours at all?
Yes, because the stipulations of the challenge have to be a single continuous effort. Now, you can stop, that's fine. I think if you look at sort of similar records in Guinness, I think they give you a four-hour window. I mean, I wasn't stopping for 4 hours, that's way too long. But if you stop over that, then it would be considered, in two parts and not single continuous. So I had three breaks, each of about, I think I had two half-an-hour breaks and one one-hour break. And that was enough. That was because every time you stop, every time you're not moving, you're not making ground. And because it was so bleak, because it was so barren, depressing and miserable, I just wanted to get it done. So as little breaks as possible and just grind it out.
OK. And you were raising funds. This wasn't just purely a juvenile escapade. You were raising funds for Movember.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people said that did it so I'd be the first result on Google when you search for world's biggest penis. And they'd be exactly right, but there was a much nobler cause in mind, and that was to raise money for men's health in November. And it really kicked off, and I ended up raising over £10,000.
Okay, well done.
Fantastic. Yeah.
And did you think the kind of person who would search world's biggest penis on Google was the kind of contributor you were looking for? That they'd be the first to put their hands in their pockets?
They must have been. I think that's why I got the traction. That's why I got the hits, I guess, the visits.
And so you want now to continue this, but you want to kind of set a challenge. Is it for November again to get lots of people to do this?
Yeah, absolutely. So this coming November, I'm going to run a campaign as sort of, you know, big King Dick, I guess. Sorry if that's, I'm not allowed to say that word.
It's too late now. You've got me fired now. Thanks. Yeah.
But I want to flood Strava with penis pictures. I want to get as many people as possible to go out and do their own penis-shaped run. It has to be 72 miles. It could just be a... And I just want to flood Strava with these GPS drawings to raise awareness and hopefully raise more money for the Men's Health Charity in November.
Okay, well, best of luck with that, Terry. And thanks a million for talking to us today. And congratulations on your world record. That's Terry Rosamond there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.